Trying again to stop the warring by talking. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. For the first time in 2 weeks, there are Russian-Ukrainian negotiations.
Why can the world not stop this flow of military crimes committed by Russia?
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky talking to the Danish parliament on day 34 of the invasion.
There was intense shelling in Kyiv, just by the capital. There was also shelling in Kharkiv. Families and teachers combing through what was once a school, but blasted by a missile. Mariupol is now mainly in the hands of Russia, according to the mayor, who has called for a complete evacuation, saying that 5,000 people have died and roughly 160,000 people there are currently trapped.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. An accident investigation team has a lot of work to do in Pennsylvania. The day after cars and trucks collided in snowblind conditions, leaving at least three people dead. Fox's Evan Brown has a live update.
Yeah, Dave, at least 24 others are injured and hospitalized following a chain reaction crash Monday on Interstate 81 in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, blamed on whiteout conditions caused by snow squalls. This man had pulled over and was recording video when it got worse.
It's snow and fog mixed together, and it made the visibility down to zero. And watch out! Oh, God! My car is gone!
Now, I-81 remains closed for now, Dave.
Evan, the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has voted to recommend the full House hold two ex-Trump administration officials in contempt of Congress for not cooperating. Will Smith is telling Chris Rock he's sorry on Instagram for slapping the comedian on stage at the Oscars. The Academy has also put out a statement.
The Academy condemns the actions of Mr. Smith at last night's show. We have officially started a formal review around the incident and will explore further action and consequences.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden has sent Congress a $5.8 trillion budget plan, pledging he's focused on
fiscal responsibility, second, safety and security, and thirdly, the investments needed to build a better America.
But much more attention was given to something else the president had to say, clarifying a controversial comment he made Saturday in Poland.
President Biden says he is not walking anything back after saying Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power.
The fact of the matter is, I was expressing the more outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man.
But the president says he was not articulating a policy change.
He continues on this course that he's on. He is going to become a pariah worldwide, and who knows what he becomes at home in terms of support.
Other world leaders have cautioned against heated rhetoric, calling for the need to de-escalate. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we're seeing some gains for futures, so that could add to the gains last week and yesterday. Dow futures are up over 200 points now as markets are also rising overseas. The Final Four is set at the NCAA Women's College Basketball Tournament, and like just about every year, UConn is there.
Westbrook finds Williams, and that is the dagger! Audio courtesy of ESPN and the NCAA. AZ Fudd finding Kristen Williams for the open layup to ice it for the Huskies, defeating top seed NC State 91-87 Monday in the first double overtime game in women's Elite Eight history. With that, UConn is on to the Final Four for the 14th tournament in a row, set to face reigning champ Stanford on Friday in Minneapolis. Also advancing, Louisville, the Cardinals topping Michigan 62-50. U of L is going to be taking on South Carolina Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now the men's Final Four tournament games will be Saturday. Sunday's the women's championship. Monday night, the men's title game. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.